This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is 7:43. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Joining us this morning with the Israel Report is Jonathan Feldstein. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm okay. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So I landed in Israel late yesterday.
And oh!
We have
to get together. We've never met in person.
That is true, which is ridiculous considering how often we have spoken. But thank you. The first thing you notice, of course, is the impact of, I'm going to say the war, but it's really the hostages on the whole country. And of course, yesterday was a big afternoon around about the time that we landed. But either way, it is very, very tangible and palpable. Tell us about yesterday.
Yeah, your sense is correct, and it's I've been trying to think of a way to explain it. It would be like, you know, I'm still American, and upcoming is the U.S. Super Bowl, and for days on end before the Super Bowl, and certainly on Super Bowl Sunday, everyone's only talking about the Super Bowl, and that's what we're experiencing, I think. But we're experiencing it day after day with the release of the hostages and the euphoria, the incredible euphoria, watching it again on the news this morning. You can't help but cry seeing families reunited and the young women who were the observers, the soldiers who were kidnapped and now all finally reunited together as if they're sisters, and they are. And yet we're overwhelmed by the trauma of it all, specifically, you know, not knowing exactly what happened to them, but specifically watching in every case Hamas parading them out and making them spectacles. And not only that, but doing it in ways that is physically threatening to them. It's intimidating. They're making you could use also a sports analogy. They're making it a parade in front of it to show to celebrate their success, allegedly. And that's repugnant. So we're on this roller coaster of emotions with, thank God they're coming home, and seeing that even to the last moment, Hamas is being disgusting. And then the third issue is we sit and listen and read the names of the terrorists who are being released, and not only the names, but how many Israelis they've killed previously and what terrorist attacks they've taken place and who the Israeli victims are. And we know that these families are grieving as well. It's an unimaginable situation.
What about the anger? You know, when I saw the footage from yesterday, what was interesting to me was a number of things. Firstly, that Hamas have pushed the theatrics more and more with each release. And it finally seemed to have gotten to a point yesterday that it was the Israeli government saying, enough, no more. This is becoming ridiculous. That's on the one side. And then I just wonder what I felt really angry. I felt this, yes, of course, it flips from being angry when you're seeing them, what they're going through in Gaza, to emotion and of gratitude when you see them finally with their families. But that feeling of anger that I experienced when I see how these women and just people have been treated by Hamas, I felt overwhelming in myself. How's that being channeled here in Israel?
Well, I don't know, how is it being channeled? It's a very good question. It just goes along with the emotions. But here's the problem, Howard. We've made a deal with the devil. And I think if you were to look Google the phrase "deal with the devil," this is going to be the definition of it. And we as a country, even though there are many of us who know it's a horrible deal, albeit maybe in a necessary deal, are pained by the pain that it's causing so many of us, and that it will cause in the future that we can't even begin to project. So yesterday, when the government said, "Okay, send the terrorists back, we're not letting them out yet," frankly, that was a silly game. And when Netanyahu came on TV yesterday and issued a statement, "If anyone harms our hostages," I mean, honestly, what the hell was he doing for the last 480 days if anyone has harmed the hostages? And now to make such a statement is ridiculous. Okay, good. We'll go and take a drone and kill some more hostages, terrorists. Fine. That doesn't change the reality. And we're not going to suddenly, this is our problem, Howard. We're not going to suddenly say, "Hamas, you're being disgusting. We're stopping the deal." No, of course not. There are still another 20 or so people or human remains that will be coming out according to the first phase of this deal. And Netanyahu's not going to say, "You're being so disgusting and we're so angry that we're stopping." It's not going to happen. So we're going to continue and sending the terrorists back to the prison so they can use the restroom and maybe have a cup of coffee before they actually get released. Must make them chuckle.
Yeah, that is interesting because it's a weak move. Because what's he going to do? Not send them, not release them.
What do we have? We don't have a strong hand now. We've already made the deal.
Yeah. And as you say, saying that, if you harm our hostages, well, what if the hostages have been harmed? Many of them are dead. Like, what are we talking about if you do that? It's already been done. I'm assuming that that whole reaction was an emotional response, which is not the ideal response from a prime minister.
No, of course it's not. Look, if it were up to me, I would love to take a large explosive device in the middle of these Hamas gang rallies where they're surrounding the hostages, and I would love to blow them all up, to be quite honest. But we're not going to do that either, because A, it might sacrifice the one hostage who's in the middle of them, and B, it might, pun intended, blow up the deal. And we're in the midst of this deal with the devil. And we have to just suck it up. And it's a terrible, terrible situation. And look, the amazing thing, and thank God for it, and you saw it yesterday, the unbelievable joy, which is not just by the hostages and their families, but the whole country celebrating their release. This is what who we are. We celebrate life. We value life.
And the fact, sorry, carry on.
No, but we're putting our lives in greater jeopardy in order to do this.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to the question, is there a price too high? And of course,
Yeah,
it's a
but we don't know
terrible
what it is.
question.
We
We
don't know
don't
what it
know.
is. We
And
don't know what it is.
for a parent of a child who's a hostage in Gaza, that answer could be very different to somebody else.
Indeed, I did a webinar and podcast with a victim or survivor of a terror attack and the father of one of the hostages who's not even on a list. And he said, "Yeah, yes, there's a price too high." And he said his example was if they require us giving them a Palestinian state. So essentially, he's saying if you're requiring a state, you're going to have to keep my son. But he's not. He that was his red line. I don't know what others will say.
Quite a few people reacting to your comment that you would blow up the terrorists. I think we're nervous to say it. And just to clarify, what Jonathan is saying is terrorists. He's not saying go into Gaza and harm
No, thank you.
civilians.
No.
But I do want to clarify that what Jonathan is
No.
responding to is masked terrorists armed with guns surrounding, brutalizing, and intimidating a young woman His emotional response to that is, I know I can't do it, but I'd love to blow them all up.
Only, yes, thank you for clarifying. Only that. That's my point. You see them as a armed gang and they're masked and they're intimidating and they're threatening and they're vile. This is the lowest level of the human species. And yeah, there are many armed terrorists, which shows that we have not yet finished the job. And that would be an easy response. And you ask about the anger. It's coming also from a place of anger.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And except that Jonathan is not the prime minister. When the prime minister says, turn those buses around, and if wagging a finger, if you harm our hostages, it's a very, very different type of meaning, because it actually it, with the sad thing is that it showed Netanyahu as being weak yesterday, not
I think
strong.
so. I think so. I think so. It's like huff and puff and blow your house down. What is that?
Yes. Exactly right. A very, very, very scary and dangerous. What now?
What now? Tomorrow night after Shabbat, for those of us who will not be online during the day, we will run to the TV and turn it on to celebrate, God willing, the release of more living hostages. But soon we're going to start seeing the release of human remains. And I can't help but wonder how Hamas is going to either manipulate or play that and what the backlash of it is. But one of my concerns, Howard, is that someone in America wrote to me, she's very concerned for the hostages, but it's not being reported at all. And if that's the case, then it almost doesn't matter how Hamas plays it because it's really to intimidate us and in Israel, and no one else cares. But we will continue to celebrate. You know, my wife said something very interesting last night. Some of the terrorists being released have Jerusalem residency. They're receiving back their blue Israeli ID cards with Jerusalem residency, which will allow them to come to my community freely, freely to do whatever they want. And your community, wherever you are. Blue Israeli ID, you go anywhere, free pass. And that should never be the case with terrorists.
So unless Israel reframes this and starts looking at things differently, how can it expect a different journey going forward? Because the one thing that is clear from this whole thing, this has emboldened Hamas to say, we've done this and we will do it again. And then they've demanded in release of the host for the release of the hostages that confirmed killers are to be released back to them, where they've said they're going to do this again. So
And they said they're going to do it, and some of them are people who have particular expertise. It's not just that they've quote unquote successfully killed Israelis through a bus bombing or stabbing or car ramming or whatever other means. They are experts in bomb making and planning these things, and they're being put back out onto the streets.
I mean, the fact is that you can expect exactly the same, sadly and tragically, the same journey going forward.
Indeed.
Because now maybe they'll be not less successful because Israel's more on alert. But the problem is that nothing is foolproof. It's a very, very real worry.
So the comment I would make, and I'm not, you know me well enough, I'm not a radical extremist, and despite my comment about blowing up the terrorist in the middle of the celebrations, but what Israel, I believe, does need, and it will harm us in the short term, but I think strengthen us, is we need to have a death penalty for terrorists, and they need to know, even though that death doesn't frighten them, and for the short term will motivate them, in the end, they know they're not going to get back living terrorists if slash when they do this again.
So I'm not even sure that I agree that death doesn't frighten them. I think that the senior leadership of Hamas are quite clear that death does frighten them, and they've done whatever they can to survive. They've just tried to convince people lower down the food
Ah,
chain
good.
that death doesn't frighten them. I believe that inherently we have a built-in survival instinct, and I don't think that any amount of radicalization really completely destroys that. I do think at the end of the day, people want to live, even if they are inspired for a moment to do something ugly.
Well, let's try it out and we'll see.
Yeah. What is the reaction there in Israel to, is this a discussion?
I don't know if it's a massive discussion, but I will tell you that it's a topic that has come up in my small circle more frequently. And something that I and something that before October 7th would not necessarily be something that I would have advocated for, but when we see that they're using the kidnapping and whether they had attempted to get more or less hostages, I don't know, but they continue to do this, and they could take me or my wife or my kids. There needs to be some deterrence, and releasing them surely is not it. Releasing them alive. So if they want to take a corpse back and bury it and have a big rally where they shoot their guns in the air, I'm fine with that. But I don't I think that we need to kind of remake what our response needs to be, because we, as you said, we can't keep doing this. That's not normal.
No, keep doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome.
Yeah.
Jonathan Feldstein, thank you. As always, a very emotional and very strongly felt discussion this morning, which I appreciate because that gives us and it gives our listeners real insight into what the feeling is here in Israel. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
That Israel report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.